The graphic novel has become one of the most popular forms of print books, generating more than $1 billion in sales. And the medium features a broad base of characters and topics, from superheroes like Batman to real-life heroes like civil rights leader John Lewis, who was featured in a recent series. Award-winning author and illustrator Mark Siegel, founder of First Second Books, will be lecturing on the Great American Graphic Novel this afternoon at 1:30 at Payne Hall on ASU's Tempe campus. And Mark joins us now for a few minutes. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so people talk about comic books and graphic novels being very similar. Are graphic novels a way for people to do a deeper dive into really serious topics?
In a way, I mean, they're not necessarily serious, but they're maybe longer and bigger. Some people say graphic novels are comics with a spine. But comics is the medium. It's basically the handwriting.
What do graphic novels and their popularity tell us about how we read today? Do people need the graphics, the illustrations, to go along with the words?
Well, I think we're in an increasingly visual world, and the people, you know, our kids are growing up with just saturated with imagery all the time from all different devices. The thing about comics, you know, at first some librarians were excited about the graphic novels boom because they thought like, okay, this is this new visual literacy everybody was talking about. And they thought, well, this is good for reluctant readers. This is a way into reading, you know, so quote, real books. And it turns out that the graphic novels oftentimes have a vocabulary and a depth of plot or story that is way beyond the age of the readers. So it's actually not necessarily an easier read.
Well, to sound real stodgy, what about there are classics that have been made into graphic novels? Are we missing something by... Are we taking away from imagination at all if we're seeing what someone else thinks of the images? It's almost like if we see an actor play someone who is in our favorite book, it's like, oh, I guess I'm always going to visualize that actor playing that role.
Totally, totally. I know. I have that with the book Wonder. They're making a movie out of it. I'm like, no, I don't want to. Don't take away my Augie, you know, that I've got in my mind. But yeah, no, I agree. And I think the beauty of prose is that it does certain things very well and other things not. Movies do some things that prose can't do. But then it has its limitations. So every medium is a constraint, you know, and the graphic novel has some very interesting constraints. So the ones I'm not a big fan of the classics illustrated. I think, you know, why, you know, Mary Shelley doesn't need us to, you know, I mean, we've got the movies, we've got everything on Frankenstein. But when graphic novels use the medium intelligently, it's magic. You know, it's the dance of words and pictures. And Art Spiegelman says this interesting thing that, you know, balloons, the word balloons, when they're done well, they're like the brain works. We have puffs of thought. We don't actually think in paragraphs and long soliloquies. We actually have these puffs of thoughts that organize themselves organically, you know, and comics can do that. And so they kind of fit with how our brain works when they're good.
Well, how important is the visual art in terms of its quality? There are people who love comic books, love comic strips that are really not that well drawn,
yeah,
but it doesn't really take away from the
no,
theme.
No, that's right. That's great. I love that. I mean, that's actually, so it's interesting because I sometimes, as an editor, you know, I publish people who come from other fields, you know, so we have like playwrights, we have novelists writing scripts for us, and there's a learning curve of getting into the medium itself. But what's interesting with comics is that when people come from illustration, they think it's about making beautiful pictures, and it's not. It's not actually pretty pictures. The good ones are it's a visual handwriting. So what you're getting is you actually need to, and you know how some people are very resistant to graphic novels, and still today, usually from the older generations, and they kind of flip through them fast, and they say, I don't get it. I meet this a lot, you know, and many times what they need to do is just slow down and learn not just to read the words, but to actually read the pictures.
So can any story be told in that form?
I would say no. I mean, yes and no, probably. It depends. You know, it's like writing, you know, when you connect with an author, it's another human universe. It's another human spirit. You're connecting with like the inner life of someone, and some of them speak to you, some of them resonate with you, and some leave you cold, you know. So it's the same thing, you know. So it's whose hands is it in? Somebody is going to take the graphic novel and give you this most brilliant, you know, nonfiction. We have one of our bestsellers is about Feynman, the physicist Feynman.
Oh wow, yeah.
And now it's actually in the canon of Feynman books. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. But when it was pitched, you know, I really had to sell it because I was like, well, it's about physics. It's about math, you know. But when you read it, it's magic. It takes you in there.
Mark Siegel is founder of First Second Books. He's lecturing on the Great American Graphic Novel this afternoon at 1:30 at Payne Hall on ASU's Tempe campus. And tomorrow he'll be leading a workshop for ASU's Center for Science and the Imagination on the making of the graphic novel. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.